So, Aidan, you've just watched Bohemians beat St. Pat's to close the gap to two on Shamrock Rovers. Is Bo's going to make this title race interesting, are they?
I think they will. The next game after, obviously, they've Europe and the FA Cup to come, but after that, it's away to Shamrock Rovers, and if they can win that, I mean, people saying here at Daily Mail today, it's in Bo's own hands. For the first time in a long time, they can say they win their next 10 league games and they win the league. Obviously, it's going to be very hard to do that, win 10 in a row, but the fact that it is in their hands, so it is teed up to go into Talla on Saturday week. They have a certainly chance of doing, and they look comfortable. You know, they had to grind it out a bit against St. Harps the other week, but I think they look quite comfortable again today. Pat's didn't really do an awful lot, and another clean sheet as well, so not just winning, but winning with clean sheets. I think that's how you do go on and win a league, so they're certainly in the mix anyway.
Yeah, you would look at Shamrock Rovers and you would look at maybe Dundalk, and you would say that they would have championship winning squads there. Does Bowes have a title winning squad, do they?
I think they do. I mean, I think one thing Bowes have struggled from the last couple of years is the squad. They actually have that now, and you know, it's very much the same 11 that plays every week. Keith Long doesn't really like to tinker. A lot of managers are finding it hard to cope with the schedule and everything else, and the you know, they are changing it around willingly as opposed to injuries, but Keith Long isn't really doing that. It's more or less staying the team. The proof of that is Danny Mandrew, who was injured there for a while. He was, you know, didn't get on today. He's not involved. You would think normally this time last year, the idea of leaving Danny Mandrew on the bench because he was so important for Bowes last year, they're opting not to pick him at the moment because the player's in the middle. But they really are on form. You know, Chris Trydak, you know, left wing is, to me, probably the best player in the league at the moment. Anto Breslin scored today. Very, very strong at left back, the two centre halves. I think that's what Bowes is. They have people like James Talbot, Dinny Corcoran, Danny Mandrew would normally walk into the team. They're on the bench at the moment, so that is very strong for Bowes. And Rovers probably have a bigger squad. They're using the bench. They used four subs last night against Shelbourne. Didn't really click. They're not getting goals. So I think the thing at the start was people thought that they would, because of the size of their squads and the players they had, that both Rovers and Dundalk would walk away with it. It hasn't worked out that way. And Bowes looking at it is pretty good for them at the moment, and there's real that pressure has come from within, because you know you have to deliver to stay in the team. So as I said, if Keith Long can decide he's going to leave Danny Mandrew on the bench, that's a signal to the rest that I don't care what your name is, you don't walk into the team.
Yeah, it's all changed at Dundalk, of course. Vinnie Perth is now gone, and the guys that were following the rest of the management team are taking charge of their game this evening against Sligo Rovers. But Dundalk are, what, sitting 9 points off the pace setters. There's change there now. The manager is gone. They do have a seriously talented squad, so they have. They can focus now again on the Premier Division. Can they get back into the mix, or is that gap maybe a wee bit too far now at this stage with 10 to go?
I think we'll see this evening. If they were to beat Sligo, you know, clearly they're right back in it. They're only six behind. But I don't really see it. I've seen a fair bit of Dundalk recently. I wasn't at the European game, but I saw on TV. And I was up in Dundalk when they played Waterford. And they didn't look like a bruised team to me. Often when you're champions, you know, you're the team that everyone wants to take down. And you have to combat that every week. And particularly people like, you know, Pat Fenlon and Pat Dolan, Michael O'Neill as managers would have, they knew how to combat that you knew you're there to be knocking at your target and getting your players to do that and bounce back from a defeat. The one thing that worry about Dundalk is they've had three poor performances in a row and there hasn't been a response, there hasn't been a fight back. To me, they look a bit like a broken team. I think it's clearly, you know, what's emerging, what was happening under Vinnie Perth, and the reasons, Vinnie Perth's reasons for going are emerging. You know, he said himself on TV last night that it wasn't just to do with football, it's to do with politics. It doesn't look like a happy club, a happy squad. It doesn't look to me, I think somebody like, if that was Pat Fenlon in charge of his Shelbourne or his Bohemians teams, he would spend the week working on them, looking for response, looking for anger, looking for them to show, you're the best team in Ireland, you're the best players in Ireland, you haven't showed it up to now, go out and show it. I don't see that from Dundalk. I just see an unhappy club. I think Dundalk are heading for probably difficult times. Now, they could change. Look, they could be Sligo 4-0 today and they're right back in it, and they would see that Rovers are on their wobbles, that Bowes maybe aren't strong enough to sustain it, so Dundalk could come in, but I don't think they will. I just think there's too many unhappy players there. You have, I think, 13 of that squad out of contract. They're on big contracts. They're not sure if they're going to get them again. I think Dundalk really are at a crossroads, not just as a team, but as a club, and I wouldn't bet on them, you know, getting back in.
Yeah, let's go to the bottom of the table. Finn Harps are on the road. They're making the long trip south to Waterford, to the RSC, to play Waterford tomorrow afternoon. It's been difficult for Harps since football came back, so it has, Alan. Or Aidan,
yeah, and I think at both ends they just can't score. You know, switching off defensively again. Bowes didn't have too much of the play against Harps last week, but they did let that chance in. The goals that you know, the way they were so open against Shamrock Rovers just at the start of the restart. I just don't see where the goals are going to come from Harps. I mean, Cogler, I've seen a bit of him, and he does look like somebody's going to score. I know they've got, I think it's Adam Foley, the player they've signed this week, so maybe he will bring something. But you would look, sometimes Ollie or a manager like that can unearth somebody. You look at Sligo, you know, Liam Buckley got in junior, who was at Derry last year. He hasn't scored yet, but you do think there are goals in him. You know, you need your contacts to Sligo are very good at doing that, at finding a player who can just come in and, you know, his challenge is just come in for 3 months, give me 3 months, score goals and get us up. I don't see that with Harps, so I really just can't see where the goals are going to come from Harps. Cogler, as I said, look, he works hard, but I just, you know, I don't know how many appearances he had now, no goals. That's the worry. So I would have my fears about Harps because I just can't see them scoring.
Yeah, if they were to get something out of the game tomorrow, what sort of weak cog would Waterford have if they were to try and put that to their advantage?
I think what Waterford are sometimes they're very impressive. I mean, they were for 80 minutes away to Dundalk. They were really impressive. They started really well in the last game away to Sligo. Waterford have, I think, one of the problems is goalkeeper Don Brian Murphy took a knock against Dundalk. He didn't play last week. I don't know if he's going to play today. Tyke Ryan, you know, I think got away with it a bit last week. But I mean, can you rely on if Brian Murphy's out long term? That'd be a worry. And again, for Waterford, I think the front two, Curtis Bourne and Michael O'Connor, they do it quite strong. They don't really look like getting goals from midfield. They're quite reliant on them. You know, one of the goals they got against Dundalk was a defensive mistake that they pounced from. So you're looking to those two. But normally you'd be looking to get goals from midfield, and I don't really see that from Waterford. So they are changeable. You know, they look, that game they had against Sligo looked like they had a won. They're playing well. They kind of fell apart. So clearly they are brittle and they can be got at. But I just don't know if Harps are strong enough to ask those questions of them.
Yeah, heading into Sligo's game with Dundalk, it's interesting to note that the sides positioned at fourth, down as far as Cork, who are second from bottom, and ninth, are just separated by 4 points. So it's amazing how a win in the competition, or even back-to-back ones, how far could shoot you up the table, Aidan.
Yeah, it is, because it's not, you know, we clearly all know, and I think it does change a manager's mindset where you can think and plan ahead and you can look at fixture list and you could say, you know, I think Liam Buckley, they don't admit to it, but the likes of Liam Buckley, Ollie Horgan, people like that would look at it, and Neil Sam would say, okay, look, that's a game we were going to Dundalk, we're going to Rovers, we're not going to get out in there. We'll try, obviously, we're not going to just, you know, put up the white flag, but we'll give it a go. But really, our main game is Sligo next week. You can't afford that now. There was no time and elation, you know, you look at Cork, you know, the elation of a 3-0 win and then a defeat in the next one against Derry. It is very much week to week. It's just very hard to get momentum. That, I think, is the big problem that the teams are having, is getting momentum. I've seen Shamrock Rovers the last two, and I think they've lost a lot of what they had, two scoreless draws in a row. I really do think that the lack of crowd is affecting them. I really saw that at Tala last night, where, you know, I think that Rovers normally, they knew they should have been 2-0 up probably against Shells at half time, and I think that having chances, having possession, I think they would have got the crowd get behind them, and that didn't happen because the crowd isn't there. So I think, you know, the first, you know, game or two was a case of players and managers getting used to it, getting back and seeing how we adapt to it. I do think now they really are struggling from the lack of crowds, and it can benefit you because you don't have, you know, you're not going to Bowes next week when they go to Tallaght. They don't have 5,000 you know, home fans, you know, screaming at and creating that atmosphere. On the other hand, Bowes don't have their 1,000 of their own fans who are lifting them. I think Shells last night, you know, Shells really kind of put that to one side. Shells managed, I think, the game better against Rovers, and that is another chest for managers, I think, particularly for Rovers. I think other clubs have figured out how to play against them. Rovers were lucky the way that Harps are so often, you know, they gifted Rovers those 3 goals. Derry made them work for it. But the last 2 games, Pats and Shells, the Rovers have questions have been asked of them, and they haven't answered them. So it is really week to week. And, you know, that's why if you can go on a run, which Bowes are on at the moment today, not just a win but a clean sheet, they're the little things that take you forward. So 10 games left, it's wide open at the top and at the bottom.
Yeah, just finally then, there's a couple of sides in action, of course, in Europe next week. Derry City are due to play in Lithuania. As things stand, that game is going ahead, but I do know that all the parties are talking at the moment in relation to quarantine and different COVID-19 measures. But Derry winning last night against Cork, that's good form to get into a European tie.
Yeah, and it is a worry, terrible go ahead, and it is very unfair in the clubs that even speaking to Shamrock Rovers officials last night. I mean, early in the week, it wasn't sure if the Finnish club would travel. I mean, this is it's beyond football, Oisin, that it was, you know, the Finnish government basically said that anybody leaving Finland to go to Ireland or the UK has to quarantine for 14 days when they come back. So the Finnish club, unless they got a derogation from the government, they were looking, if they came to Dublin, they knew they would have to quarantine for 14 days in the return. So no training, no matches, the social life or professional life or ordinary life of their players. And they were actually genuinely considering, hang on, will we lose 2 weeks of our league because of this? So it is very much up in the air. It's unfair on all clubs. It's also liable to change. Those changes that happened in Lithuania, which affected Derry, and in Finland, which affected Shamrock Rovers and the Irish national team as well. That still isn't Ireland. The FAI have said that the game is on in Bulgaria, but they still need to clear quarantine to go to Bulgaria and for the Finns to come here. So it's difficult. I think Derry should be the team that Derry are playing aren't great. They're not that great in Europe. Again, there's going to be no crowd there. I think it's teed up for Derry to try and go through. I think Rovers should go through, the team they're playing. Again, they haven't been in Europe that often. They're having to travel. Bowes probably have the toughest draw away to a team in Hungary who look pretty handy. They've been in Europe a lot, have a lot of experience. They obviously don't have to travel. So you would expect, obviously, Dundalk are gone from the Champions League. They still have a back door into the Europa League. I can't see them doing much there, but you'd expect Derry and Rovers to go through. Bowes, if they can get through, would be far more of a high for because I think Bowes have the biggest challenge of the three.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get a couple of good results for the teams playing in Europe next week. Ian, as always, thank you very much for joining
us.